Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. A Cochrane review that has reached its sixth update in February 2013 examines the latest evidence on the relative effects of colloids and crystalloid fluids for critically ill patients. Ian Roberts from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine in England tells us about the new findings.
Patients with trauma, burns and surgery lose fluid from the circulation, and they're often given fluid to expand their intravascular volume. There are broadly two kinds of fluids that are used: crystalloid solutions like normal saline and colloid solutions. Starch solutions are one example. Now, there's been a long-standing debate as to which is the most effective and the safest solution to give in this situation, and the Cochrane Injuries Group has maintained a systematic review of randomised controlled trials on this topic. The review has recently been updated since there have been a number of very large, high-quality trials conducted, and there's been an important change in the results. In particular, there are now 25 trials comparing hydroxyethyl starch with crystalloids, and they include something like 9,000 randomized patients. The pooled relative risk for death with starch solutions is now 1.1, with a confidence interval of 1.02 to 1.19. In other words, there's a statistically significant increase in the risk of death with hydroxyethyl starch. The reason this is an important result is that starch use is very common, particularly in some countries such as the United Kingdom. So many patients in intensive care units in the UK will receive volume expansion, and they'll often be given a starch solution. Now, if this treatment increases the risk of death by 10%, as the review suggests, then this suggests that tens, possibly hundreds of patients are dying unnecessarily in hospitals in the UK. The Cochrane Injuries Group have communicated these results to the medicines regulator in the UK, and we've heard that there is a review of the safety of starch solutions currently underway, and that the Cochrane review will be an input into this review. But certainly in the meantime, there is no evidence that starch solutions increase survival. They're certainly more expensive, and the best evidence we've got to date suggests that they could increase the risk of death. It would be very difficult, in my opinion, to make a case for administering starch solutions outside of the context of a randomized controlled trial in a particular group of patients. And the trialists in that case would have to make a very strong argument of why they believe that in this particular group of patients, starch administration improves outcome. So this is an example of a Cochrane review of a treatment that's been used for many, many years, more expensive, that probably does more harm than good.
All of the information that allowed Ian and his colleagues to reach that conclusion are available in the full Cochrane review, which is available online at thecochranelibrary.com.